When it's 4:42 a.m. South African time on this beautiful Saturday, rainy, wet morning, my wonderful listeners of Safina to Ilal Jannah, the 27th of Rajab, 1444. Let's welcome our wonderful listeners of Radio Al Ansar International, our wonderful listeners of Marakas Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and of course our beloved, respected teacher, senior, honorable Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Mulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhahumullah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this Saturday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our brothers, technicians, brother Junaid Khan and brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri. وَأَحْلُلْ أُقْدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي سُبْحَانَكَ لَا إِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 27th of Rajab 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 25, Suratul Furqan, and verses 38 and 39. Almighty Allah speaks of the previous nations and generations, not for information or entertainment, nay, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. In chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 111, the last verse, Almighty Allah mentions, indeed, in all these anecdotes, events and incidents, there are lessons to be learnt. But who will take those lessons? لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ, those people with the true intelligence and intellect. So Almighty Allah informs us in chapter 25, verses 38-39, wa ila adin akhahum huda. Nabi Hud alayhi salatu wasalam was sent to them, and they were in Hadramaut and Yemen and those areas. Wa Samuda, and Samud, wa ila Samuda akhahum saliha. Nabi Salih alayhi salatu wasalam was sent to them, and today the remnants, relics are still there. In remember Madaina Salih, when you travel towards Tabuk and so forth, you will pass it as well. Wa ashab al-rassi, and the people and companions of the well. So who are these people of the well? Majority scholars and ulama and people say that it refers to Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salatu salam's tribe and people. Wa ila Madyana akhahum Shu'aiba. Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salatu salam was Khatibul Anbiya, the orator of the prophets and messengers. But yet these people would say, Ma nafqahu kathiran mimma taqul, that we don't understand majority of the things you are saying. Not they don't understand, they don't want to understand. They were very affluent community, and then they felt they can do what they want to, how they want to, when they want to. نَفْعَلُ فِي أَمْوَالِنَا مَا نَشَاءُ. So the wealth became a curse for them, and then they were decimated, annihilated. وَأَصْحَابَ الرَّسِّ, some ulama scholars have mentioned that they would take the prophets and messengers and the people on haq, on truth, and they would throw them into the wells, and that is how they would get rid of them, Allah forbid. So remember, zulm, oppression carries on from time immemorial. وقرونا بين ذلك كثيرا, and many many nations and generations in between them. From the time of Nabi Adam alayhi salam, Adam and Eve, Nabi Adam alayhi salam, Sayyida Hawa radiallahu anha, right up to Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every messenger prophet came and there were opposition. And that today also we see between Haqq and Batil, truth and falsehood, whether it is Muslim, non-Muslim, or whether it is the true Muslims and the Kuffar, Shia, Qadianis, Aga Khanis, people who will try and portray to the world that they are Muslim, but they are not Muslim. So all this conflict, rousing ructions, conflict and tension will continue. But ultimately, innal batil kana zahuqa, the truth will always be the one that prevails and the falsehood will perish. That is the system of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So how many kings, how many civilizations, how many tinpot dictators came? Where are they? They were living in their kusur, in their big palaces. Where are they today? In their kubur, in their graves, humiliated, disgraced and punished. Almighty Allah states, وَكُلَّنْ ضَرَبْنَا لَوْ الْأَمْثَالِ, for each one of them we have set forth the example. This example is not something hanging in the air. It is a sifa, an adjective. This is the reality. And remember how Almighty Allah punished them via floods, hurricanes, and earthquakes in so many different ways. And when they had power and money, so they were very proud and arrogant. وَكُلَّنْ تَبَّرْنَا تَتْبِيرًا, if you only understood Arabic. So this is it, maf'ul and mutlaq, which means we absolutely devastated them and annihilated and decimated them completely, absolutely. So that is all Almighty Allah teaching us. Does this not resonate with what is happening today? When you look at America, you look at the Western powers, how they bully people, and they want to dictate the terms to everybody, as you will see now when I read out to you the news, views and interviews going on in the world. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let's give you news. Number one, 53 people killed in Syria. The Western media calls it Homs. It's Hims. Remember where Sayyidina Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu is buried, where Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, who was the ruler of this Ummah during the Umayyad dynasty, the year 99 to 101. So remember that some of the people escaped. Who murdered these people? ISIS, Daesh. Remember that they got nothing to do with Islam, and Islam has nothing to do with them. They were appointed by the Western people and Western governments. So we need to know who our real enemies are. Let's take you to Pakistan, Karachi, that is the economic hub of Pakistan. The police headquarters, can you believe it, 5-story building was attacked by the Taliban of Pakistan. The Taliban of Pakistan are enemies of Pakistan. Understand this, and it's got nothing to do with the Taliban of Afghanistan. They are two separate entities. So remember, 3 people that are the terrorists and the enemies, the Taliban, Pakistan, were killed. The siege continued for 4 hours, but things then got under control. Terrible situation in Karachi, Pakistan. Let's take you to America. You know that one black brother was killed, and the sad part was the policemen, 5 of them were all black as well. So the 5 black policemen there in America say they're not guilty for the murder and killing of Tyree Nichol. You know how brutally they kicked him and abused him, and then he passed away and he died. So that's a very, very big thing there in America. Remember this. Till today, the police brutality and the polarization between white and black continues. Let's go to France and see what's happening there. 4 people arrested, not Muslims. Remember, they're their own people. And they were trying to kill Macron. So they said, Macron, we're going to make Qurbani of him. They wanted to sacrifice him and send him to hell. But anyway, he got saved somehow. India is in big trouble with the BBC. BBC exposed the butcher of Gujarat and the war criminal as well, as far as we're concerned, waging war against the Muslims. So now they're saying that there the officers they raided of the BBC in New Delhi and there in Mumbai, they're telling them that you BBC, your taxes are not in order and everything is not above board. The opposition, Congress and them are saying all this is politically motivated and there's nothing to do with justice because they exposed Modi and company and said he's the butcher of Gujarat. We're saying that as well. So remember the South Africa, big things are happening here. Trilateral naval exercises. Can you believe that happening under our noses? That the Chinese ships are here. And you must remember the Russian ships are here. Ships are here. Not ships, the ships. And remember that is 17th of February to 27th February. And now they are going towards Durban and Richards Bay. We also going to Richards Bay. Maybe I should pay them a visit, you know. So the trilateral naval exercises. That's what they're calling it. So imagine that what America and Europe must be wondering, that how come South Africa, Russia, China all meeting? Very good it is, you must meet more. Putin, the big harami, got them all worried. Natural gas will be the key in the future. So, and he knows that he's got oil, he's got gas, he's got so many things going for him, that is Putin. The more they try and put him in a corner, then he comes out stronger, remember that. So Putin is in a very good situation and we support him. The Western media and the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel and America support Ukraine. Sunak, see? Sunak, the Indian Prime Minister, not elected, his party just put him there. So remember, he said in Munich, there in Germany, that more and more arms must be given to Ukraine, and we must double it up, remember that. So they're all going for broke, but they don't know that by the time Putin finish for them, they will all be broke. BB, oh you haramis, Jutla, Zionists, listen carefully. That today, after the Sabbath and Sabbath is finished, inshallah, there'll be 100,000 people marching in Tel Aviv, in Jerusalem, in Beersheba, and various other parts of occupied Palestine, what you call Israel. So what does the Haaretz write? BB stands alone, the streets on fire, economy in chaos. Now what do they say? Now see, you be honest. What does the American say, United States of America? Because this coming week, there will be a vote against Israel. And you know, inshallah, over 100 countries will vote that they are crooks and they are stealing the land and they're occupying more land of the Palestinians. So what does America say? No, that these resolutions are unhelpful. But you giving money, you giving arms, you telling Israel to steal more and more, that's very helpful. Hang your heads in shame, you Americans. You and Israel are the biggest terrorists in this world, remember this. Iranian drones, well done to you, Iran. So Iranian drones, they struck a ship, the oil tanker, belonging to a big Israeli businessman in the Arabian Sea. So that's what you must do. One settler, one bullet. One ship, one bullet. 100% we agree with that. Now look at the next one. There are witnesses from the Palestinian side who saw these haramis, these squatters and these settlers committing crimes, sometimes stealing, sometimes murdering, sometimes doing all things against the Palestinians. But when they go to court, these Palestinians who got documentary evidence are not called up, are not requested to give, you understand, witness. That is how they work there. Then you find that Nasrullah of Hezbollah, Hezbollah Shaitan, we call them the Shias, he say Israel will no more be after 80 years, meaning the 75 years, more in 5 years' time, they will be history and they will be wiped off the face of the earth. That is his opinion. We say inshallah before that. And Israel is saying that Iran is selling drones to more than 50 countries. So very good, what is your business? He say, no, it's violation of United Nations. So you are the biggest criminal as violating the United Nations resolution. So Israel, you haramis, one settler, one bullet, you must talk blast on that issue. Last night, late at night, one of our avid listeners from Mauritius sent me a message and said, please, please make special dua for us that they're expecting a cyclone to strike Mauritius, Reunion, Rodrigues. Rodrigues is an island. And they're calling the cyclone Freddy. So Allah have mercy on all those countries. Remember, Allah Ta'ala grant us all hifazat and protection. Fallahu khayrun hafidha wa huwa arhamur rahimin. Chapter 12, verse number 64. And always beg Almighty Allah Jalla wala fa afiyah. He, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and told Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu and his chacha, kaka, paternal uncle, that ask Allah for afiyah, three different occasions, authentic hadith in Tirmidhi. So we conclude this Q&A with this dua. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah fi d-dini wal-dunya wal-akhirah. Oh beloved Allah, we beg of you, Ya Allah, we petition you, forgive us for our vices Ameen. And sins. Ameen. Ya Allah, grant us safety, precaution, Ya Allah, and protection, Ya Allah. Look at Stanerton, the old masjid. Hazrat Maulana Zubair Ali was there. My grandparents, my Nanima, Nanape, all of them were there. And remember, it brings back so many memories to us. Allah, Jalla Wala, protect the Muslims and the people, everybody in Stanerton, wherever else. Nas'aluka al-afwa wal-afwa fi dini wa dunya wal akhirah, regarding our religious matters, regarding our worldly affairs, and regarding the year after as well. And remember that today between 6 and 8 inshallah in the evening will be Brother Suleiman Esop, and 9 in the morning between 7 and 9 will be Brother Shafat Ahmad Khan inshallah Aziz.
Ustad, yesterday during the Juma Bayan, the speaker mentioned that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream, he saw in a dream that Allah Ta'ala took a form of a young boy, and the angels were discussing. And the speaker mentioned that the incident is reported in Bukhari Sharif. Ustad,
remember that is not authentic. People make a lot of stories, you must remember. فَلَا تَدْرِبُوا لِلَّهِ الْأَمْثَالِ. Quran says you must not give examples for Almighty Allah. Who is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala? Almighty Allah is He. لَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ. There's none equal to Almighty Allah in any aspect, in any respect. And remember that لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. Nothing in the universe resembles Almighty Allah, and nothing of Almighty Allah resembles anybody, anything here in the universe and creation. And therefore today people will just quote anything, because they know 90% of the people sitting there are totally ignorant. So prove it to us, show it in that way, the way you mentioned it now. Where is it mentioned in Bukhari Sharif? So people, one day one Maulana, he passed away. He came to Newcastle, senior Maulana. Mm-hmm. And then, I don't know, take his name, because he passed away. Now Allah give him Jannatul Firdaus. So he quoted one hadith and he said, Rawahu Muslim. So after that lunchtime, I met him alone. I said, Maulana, where is this in Muslim? He said, Nay, maine thori kaha rawahu Muslim fi sahihihi. Imam Muslim said so in his sahih. Rawahu Muslim, one Muslim said like that. Now look at the mockery you're making. That when you say Rawahu Muslim, it means you're saying Imam Muslim bin Hajjaj, the one who is the student of Imam Bukhari and so forth. And here you tell me now one Muslim said like this. So I mean, that's not right. Now if you corner this person and ask him where Bukhari said, show us where. When you say Rawahu al-Bukhari and you keep quiet, then it is understood and the mafhum will be Rawahu al-Bukhari fi sahihi, in his sahih Bukhari. which took him 16 years to write, which took 25 years for Ibn Hajar rahimahullah to write his commentary, 25 years on Fathul Bari, and took Ibn Hajar 40 years to write At-Tamyiz, Al-Isaba fi Tamyiz Sahaba. So you must know what you are talking. Don't come with fairy tales and fabrications.
Allahu Akbar, subhanAllah. I see Bongi, he says, what are the safest countries to travel in Africa? AK, Ustad.
So where you want to travel, my brother? You go neighboring countries, nobody will trouble you. You go Swaziland, you go Namibia, then you go, you must remember, there's Botswana, you go all these countries, Malawi, nobody will trouble you. So go to these countries, they're very nice, and it's all one-to-one. There's neighboring countries, Swaziland, Lesotho, Namibia, one rand, they are one also, it's equal. But not Botswana. Botswana, their currency is very strong. But Lesotho and Namibia and Swaziland, you don't have to worry. You just pay in rand, so it's their money also. Their money is pegged to our rand. So go there, my brother. Viva Africa. What do you say? So Africa is good, so you must remember that.
Sister Tony wants to know, she says, morning to you, AK. Could you please explain the meaning of wudu? I think wudu. She says wudu, W-A-D-U. And how many times must you bath to pray to God? So you'll pray 5 times a day, and you must bath five times a day. That's way too much. Tell you, Ustad.
My sister Tilly, you must be very careful from where you are imbibing, acquiring your knowledge. Don't just rely on the internet or any Muslim. You must go to our sisters, our mothers who have authentic knowledge of Islam. So come, let me give you a nice talk regarding this. The richness, the glory, the beauty of the Arabic language. One is wudu. Wudu is ablution. We wash our face, we wash our hands, we just put a little bit of water on the head and wash our feet. Chapter 5, verse 6, okay? So that is wudu. And W-U-Z-U. And one is wazu. Wazu is the water we use for the wudu, for the ablution. So that is wazu, W-A-Z-U. Look at how the richness, glory, style, diction of the Arabic is. So that's one issue. Second issue, my sister Tilly, you be honest now. Leave all the emotions aside. We pray 5 times a day. Now, just now, I will be going right in 15 minutes' time or so. So, when I leave, we pray 2 units compulsory in the morning, 5 o'clock or so, whatever time, depending where you are. So, you must remember, my sister Tilly, I'm here live, and Mona Arafat is here live, Junaid Mota is here live. So, anything we touch, you touch, what you will say, it's hot or it's cold, it's warm or it's very cold, and so forth. So, we thank Almighty Allah for the sense of touching. Then 12:30, 1 o'clock, 1:30, after the sun has passed the zenith, we pray again. 4 units we pray that are compulsory, mandatory. We thank Almighty Allah for the sense of smell. I can smell the aroma. My wife cooked wonderful akni, you know, our special mammon dish. And you must remember from right, left, front, back, all directions. And it's a bad smell, bad odor, also from all 4 sides. So we thank Almighty Allah for the sense of smell. Then we read in the late afternoon, 4, 4:30, 5 o'clock, 5:30, whatever, that you must remember, depending on the season, another 4 units. And that is to thank Almighty Allah for the sense of hearing. So remember that. And that you can hear from all 4 directions. Then after sunset, we read 3 units. We thank Almighty Allah, my sister Tilly, for the sense of sight. We can see front, right, and left. We can't see the back. Then after that, 1.5, 2 hours, 8 o'clock, 8:30, 9 o'clock, depending the season. So we read another 4 rakats, mandatory, compulsory. That whatever we eat, solids, or we drink, your liquids, so either it's sweet, either it's sour, either it's salty, either it's bitter. Be honest with me, Tali. Did anybody in the world tell you there's a better religion than Islam? Look at this. We're thanking Almighty Allah for the 5 cents senses that he has conferred and blessed us with. And we don't have to bath every day, 5 times a day. We all will end up in clinic, in hospital, my sister. We just have to do ablution, and that is to keep us there proactive. And we cleanse ourselves externally by the ablution. And when we pray, we cleanse and purify ourselves internally. What you say, my sister Tilly?
She says, please, I do apologize. It was a female Jew at my workplace told me to ask you this question. Please do forgive me.
Tell no, me sister Tilly, I told you this is your program. You must ask whatever you want about Islam, right? Politics, all that is your business and it is your business. So therefore, I don't know you. I don't know the Jewess, the lady who told you that, but she's giving you the wrong picture. She wants you to hate Islam because they are our worst enemies. Chapter 5, verse 82. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Your worst enemies, ending of the 6 Supara, 6 Jews. And remember, chapter 5, verse 82. The Jutlas are the Jews, and you can see the Haramis, what they're doing there in occupied Palestine, and the Mushriks and the idol worshippers, you can see what they're doing in India to the Muslims. We never say every Jew, we never say every Hindu, but we definitely will say majority Jews and majority Hindus. You just have to look at the unholy alliance between Israel and India.
Somebody says, I received a lot of messages saying, Mi'raj Mubarak. Is this right to start?
Remember, amongst the public and so forth, they say the night of the 27th, I delivered a lecture last night, yesterday at the university, and you know, University of Johannesburg, UJ, and then last night here in Jami Masjid, it was a bit comical here in Jami Masjid, that I read Maghrib Salat there, and it was load shedding, and then I started 7:15, and I finished up at 8:15, because Adhan and 8:30 is Salat and Namaz, so as soon as we finished, then the lights came. So the whole lecture was given in darkness. But for us, it's no problem. We want to give the message. So remember, we can't say conclusively 100% the miraculous nocturnal journey of Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam took place on the 27th of Rajab, Isra and Mi'raj, Isra from Makkah Mukarramah to Masjid al-Aqsa there in Palestine, and then meeting all the Anbiya prophets, the greatest assembly of humanity that ever took place was there at Aqsa al-Mubarak, and from there the Master alayhi salam going for ascension Mi'raj. We will say that is the popular version amongst the public, but not conclusive evidence. There are many other dates also mentioned regarding the Mi'raj. So that is what we must have and understand. And today, 27th of Rajab is not, I repeat, is not a sunnah to fast. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu in Medina Munawwara would see people fasting, and he knew they will start considering it sunnah. He would tell them, in front of me, break your fast. Break it now. So this is our Islam, that we must keep the Sharia in its pristine purity. No additions and no omissions and no interpolations.
I see Edward and Delta, they were us this morning. They say, I hope you're praying for us, AK. And they say things are not the same anymore in New Zealand after the president, I think, resigned. And he wants to know, is Poland the worst country in the world, and why? Edward, who started?
Remember, my brother Edward and Delta and so forth, I think about you guys, you know, when I read about New Zealand. So the lady resigned as Prime Minister, Ananda, whatever her name, and Hipkin came. Since Hipkin came, I see you guys are hopping around now. First, you guys were hit with the floods, then the earthquake and so forth, and people swimming for safety, people 100,000 gone homeless in different parts, in that then Wellington big problem, and Auckland. We visited all these places with the help and mercy of Allah. So what you're going to say, Delta and so forth? And you must remember that, what's the other brother's name?
Edward
and Delta, You know, when you started speaking to me, one of you or both of you said you're atheist. So now I want to pose one question to you. What you think all this is? Who is sending all these floods and all these cyclones and all these earthquakes and what have you? Who? There has to be a supreme being. There is sunrise precisely on that time, sunset precisely on that time. The 14th night, the moon is shining in its glory and beauty. So how can all this happen on its own? So Almighty Allah teaches us, my brother Edward and Delta, ذَلِكَ يُخَوِّفُ اللَّهُ بِهِ عِبَادًا. Allah is warning his servants. Be very, very careful and circumspect. I did not punish you in such a manner that you didn't have a second, third, fourth chance. One punishment come, we all die. Finish. End of the story. So Allah repeatedly gives us warnings. Come nearer to me. Follow me. Follow Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Then you will be successful. So think about that. Pray in your own language. O Almighty Allah, O Supreme Being, help us. There's no one to help us. You know New Zealand, such a beautiful country. I told you several times, I've been there thrice. 4 billion people, 40 million sheep, and one man, one vote, and one man, 10 sheep. But see, when Allah wants to take away his bounties, because the nations and generations, they go far, far astray. So think about that. Yes, we pray for you. Believe you me, we pray for entire humanity. The Jutlas, we speak against them, but we cry to Allah, we beg Allah for them. Allah must show them the true path as well and bring them to guidance as well.
Ameen. Was that Poland?
Ah, good, I forgot about it. You must remember, Poland today is more worried about Russia. They worried Russia will eat them up and so forth. So therefore, they are 100% with Ukraine and America and so forth and so on. And if you study Poland's history and that, you can't say it's the worst country. Obviously, that's wrong. Everywhere there are problems and so forth, but they have problems, challenges. You know, when Putin came, he put the whole world in a dizzy spell, you must remember. So they in Warsaw, they're very, very concerned because they're small countries and Russia comes in. You know, now they're saying Russia and Belarus got 90,000 people ready to attack Ukraine, and they're going to start firing now this week here. So imagine if you got Russia with their nuclear and tanks and that, what they will do. So small country, in 1 week they flatten you up. So that is the problem they are facing.
I see Sister Leila Zulu, she says, but tell me, what is the most horrible thing happening in South Africa right now? AK Ustad.
You see, my sister, what happened is where I live. So now this whole street here, they want to put palisade fencing and the boom gates and what and what and what. So we all had to fill in a form, you know. So they asked me, like, you must give motivation, you know, consent and motivation. So I wrote reason one, you must remember too many crooks. I wrote reason two, there's too much corruption. And then I wrote reason three, A and C, and no current. So you got the answer. So my sister, once these three things can be sorted out, South Africa, then we are all flying, not on SAA, maybe some other airline.
Somebody says here, Mufti Saab, despite you discouraging females attending universities, there is a growing trend where they are enrolling for further studies. Is this not beneficial to society, Ustad?
Remember, my brother, you confuse issues. We never ever said in Islam that a woman cannot study. Yesterday I was there, and after that, because the talk is 15 minutes, they have to go, they have lectures and so forth. But after that, I sit there for 1 hour. Yesterday, I said 45 minutes after that, because you must remember they had lectures to attend to, 2 to 3. Cut long story short, so all these questions come. I asked the boy that you complaining so much, the youngster, the male, he says, you know, the environment here is toxic. So I told him, I asked him, which year you are in? He said, second year. So I asked him that, what are your options? So he kept quiet. I said, this is an easy option. You can see the environment is so toxic. Why you don't go study via correspondence? Now you telling me, I must tell my sister to go there to the varsity And where you have such an environment that is toxic, even for the men to go is so dangerous, that they will lose their haya and shame and modesty, or either they will lose their virginity, or either they will lose their iman. And don't come and tell me it's not happening. I receive emails and WhatsApp messages every day of what is happening in different places. So I'm asking you, rather our women stay at home and they can study, you must remember, via correspondence, and then they will protect their shame and modesty, their virginity, and their iman and Islam. The world was laughing at the Afghan woman. Look at how primitive Orthodox they are. Well, those primitive women gave birth to such mujahideen in this day and this age. The world hasn't seen in the past generation that these haramis from British Empire came thrice, and then thrice they were defeated. Then the Russians came, USSR, and then they were defeated by the children born to these mothers who are in parda and sitting at home. And then the third one, the Americans came with 48 countries coalition, our Taliban, not one plane. They can't wear shoes also, they wear chimples and sandals. And they defeated them and gave them a threshing of their lives and whooping. Even Trump said the worst defeat in the history of America. So don't come and tell me about that, my brother. We've been through the system in the Darul Ulooms, we've been through the system in the universities. For what they call me there? We must be telling them something.
Yes.
So you must remember, this week I will be there in Durban, Friday, inshallah, Avondale. Then the following Friday I will be there in Wits, you must remember. So we speak to them because they have so many problems. And who's there? The parents can't give them advice. The people don't want to speak. You have to speak the truth and tell them your virginity, your iman, your haya is primary. All these certificates of yours, 3/4 of them not worth the paper on which they're written. I'm asking you, do you know these matriculants that finished, graduated last year, 2022? Go ask them, majority of them can't find a job. Yesterday, the doctors complaining that they can't find job in South Africa. So this type of thing. So what good is it, my brother? You're fooling yourself. And we're fooling ourselves. That, no, Marie Poiri, Marie Dikri, my daughter will be thus, will be thus. Nobody is against them studying. Study from your house. Study from a correspondence. We got no problem with that. But you tell me you send them there. Where these drugs, where this gay business. You never saw yesterday the message I sent out. And I wrote the caption, these are the haramis. Now listen. This is what's happening. Listen to the story, Maulana. I don't know if you saw it. There is a male. There's a male in America. Then he goes for transgender. And then he becomes the Steve becomes Eve. Then they have a beauty pageant. They have the beauty competition. And he who became she wins the competition. And now she is going to be representing America somewhere and somewhere. Is that what you want? I'm asking you. And you find, you know, Muslims is happening. So use your argument, more and more people, our sisters are enrolling. So more and more people are committing zina and fornication. More and more people are becoming gay. More and more people are becoming lesbian. So since when that becomes the criteria that if more people do something, we must do it. More and more people are becoming druggies and junkies. I mean, brother, speak something that the ummah can benefit. I think you took a vaccine, my brother.
Listen to this one, Ustad. The sister from Marlborough says, tell Mufti Aki I'm from Marlborough. My niece, she's such a good girl, she lost her dignity in varsity. Tell the brother to wake up, Ustad.
Yes, you know what that dignity means, nah? Somebody gave her a vaccine. That's what it means. Gave her a rooster and a booster. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.